I don't have to tell anybody that our world is in a mess right now. And we're living in unprecedented times. It doesn't matter what, when you turn the news on, there's been war, there's been famine, there's been poverty, there has been volcanoes, floods, you name it. And it's all over. It's not just isolated. It is all over. It is affecting country after country after country. And the Lord sees it, and he knows it, and he's waiting for us to move too. We have a job in this, in the whole scope of it. And it's our prayer that these little boxes will bring much joy to kids that are living in a hopeless, hopeless place. Some of them are starving. Some don't have water. I don't care. It could be anything. The orphanages. Right now, I'm sure the orphanages are full. And other countries are bringing in people from other war-torn countries. It's a mess. But these boxes are going to get into these messes where these kids need to see that somebody loves them, that there's somebody that cares, and it'll hopefully just bring them to the Lord. That is the sole purpose, is their eternal soul. Now, the Bible says that, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. You are the feet. You are bringing the good news, and I thank you for that. We did real well. We did at the packing party. We had a really good turnout. We had a lot of fun, and we packed 66 boxes this year. So we were up a little bit. So we'll give you a grand total at the end, because people that brought boxes in, I haven't counted those, but we'll get that count. So we're gonna pray, but Pastor Tom would like a bunch of people to come up, or everybody, to go around the box and pray. He'll pray, but
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
This is partnering with God is what this is. Every child that is represented by a box, wherever it's going to go, is fearfully and wonderfully made. That from the womb of the mother, every child has had a purpose and a call that God had for them. And so you just got to realize, this is not just a bunch of people sending out toys and boxes. This is a supernatural partnering with God to get the gospel to these children that Kathy has just talked about. So you can reach out, you can lay your hands on the boxes. Let's just pray right now. Father, we are so thankful that we have an opportunity to do something in a practical way to help bring some joy into the lives of kids all over the place. Lord, in every one of these boxes, Lord, there is the gospel message. And Lord, we are praying that every child, every kid that gets a box and opens it up and has so much fun and it's Christmas time for them, they will read the literature in there, that the presenters will give them the gospel. And Lord, we are praying for hundreds and hundreds, not just for our boxes, but for all the boxes that are going out, Lord, that they would go to kids and they would give their lives to you. Lord, that you would touch them. Lord, that you would invade their environment. Lord, that you would bring deliverance to them. Lord, may this even be a turning of the tide, not only in lives, but Lord, in villages and in cultures. And we thank you for it. Lord, again, thank you for allowing us to partner with you in this wonderful thing called Operation Christmas Child. And so, Lord, you know every box, we pray, just get it to the right kid in the right place at the right time and do what you do, Lord. Draw them to yourself. And for this, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for joining in that prayer. So exciting. I'm not really sure how it all works, but I do know that you can track these boxes, and some of this technology has passed me by, I'm afraid, but it's there, and some of you who are smarter than me know all about it. So anyhow, the Christmas brunch for the ladies is coming up. And it's December 2nd, And I'm going to send around this. We know a lot of times people want to sign up, and then with talking and everything, they just you just walk out and you forget. So we're going to help you not forget. This thing needs to go down, up and down every row. And if you're not signed up and you want to be, you can sign up. And what will I bring? There's some things there you can bring. So I'm going to start right over here with Miss Judy. And that's going to go around. And there also are these things on the back table that ladies you can take, and you can use these to invite a friend to come. Who's the speaker? Debbie? Debbie Scott is going to be the speaker. Debbie is just, she's awesome. You're going to enjoy her. And by the way, men, you cannot sign up for this. But men, you can come to Bible study tomorrow night. We're going to be starting 2 Corinthians tomorrow, and that's going to be fun. Next Sunday, we're having a coffee fellowship, so budget your time accordingly so you can hang out and stay for a few minutes, have some coffee and whatever else is put out. That'll be fun. And the community Thanksgiving service hosted each year will be next Sunday. Now, is this the thing that was changed? Would you bring us up to speed on this?
No, it happened to change. I didn't realize that maybe the bulletin.
Oh. Okay. Well, I have okay. Tell us what it is, because I think what I have here is wrong.
It's going to be at 6 p.m. at Riverside Assembly of God. I really want to encourage people. The last thing, community thing they had a few weeks ago, it was just wonderful to be with people from the rest. And we are so excited. We didn't just sing. We actually prayed afterwards. There is weekly, community prayer meetings. And on the 17th, it's going to be at the Salvation Army, and the 24th at Wells Revival, and then it starts.
All right, we got to back up, though. I got one clarification, because I'm still confused. What day is the community Thanksgiving service?
Pardon?
What day is the community Thanksgiving
service? It's
next Sunday. It is Sunday. Okay, next Sunday. And what time is it?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay. Whew, all right. We need bell ringers, okay? Salvation Army is in need of some bell ringers, so you can starting this Friday and going through Christmas. No, you don't have to start Friday and stay till Christmas, okay? We're looking for various people to take different times. So we're going to need people, so you can grab a friend, you go sign up for a few hours and talk to people as they come and go and all of this. I think that's the end of the announcements. I'm going to ask Carl and Eric to come on up here, because I have watched these two guys, and they are awesome offering takers. There you go. All right. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, everything we have because you have given it to us. And so, Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to give back to you in the way that you lead us. And so, Lord, bless the offerings. Lord, let it be sufficient for every need of this church and the missionaries and ministries that this church supports. And, Lord, may every giver find blessing in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. To dismiss Children's Church? All right. Children's Church, you are dismissed. Have a great time there. This morning, Pastor Dave has asked Curtis, our good friend, to bring the word this morning. Let's open our hearts and hear what God would say to us through our brother.
Amen.
God bless you, Curtis.
Amen. Thanks.
Come and do it.
All right. Hi, everybody. I've got two things I want to hand out to everybody. And should I back up more? Sound-wise, we okay? Okay, all right. I think I might need help, yeah. That's one of them. And this is the other one. Let me make sure I'm not giving you some. There's way more than we need.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to talk about prayer. And I know a lot of times when the subject of prayer comes up, it can feel like there's a lot of pressure being put on you to do stuff that you don't normally do. And this is not going to go that direction at all this morning. If anything, I think this morning what I want to share might lift the pressure off of you when the subject of prayer comes up. At least that's my goal. That's my goal. And I've got a few images that aren't strictly from the Bible. I got to be careful because you're a tough crowd. So one of the images that I've got is the phrase, and this one is from the Bible. The other two aren't. And I don't know where it is. If somebody knows where this is in the scriptures, I'd like to write it in my notes. And the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. I think it's from Isaiah. Does anybody happen to know? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Think about that for a second. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. To me, and I'm going to use the word blanket, and that's a part of it that's not real biblical, but I sort of have a vision of the earth being blanketed in prayer, just covered top to bottom, left to right, just blanketed in prayer. And I think that would be a really good thing, and I think that would be something that would be pleasing to God, but how do we do that without living under a weight of pressure? Oh, I've got to pray more. I've got to pray more. Even worse, some people say, I should pray more. When you get into the shoulds and shouldn'ts, you're going down a slippery slope to trouble. That the earth may be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Okay, another image I've got. This one's really dangerous. Has anybody ever seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Okay. It's not one of the more famous scenes in the movie, but this is the vision I've got. I'm just being totally honest with you. There's a point in the movie, I think, and I don't have the chronology of the movie right, where all these voices are going up to God. Oh, God, please help George Bailey. Another voice, oh, my friend George is in trouble. Does anybody remember that scene? It's not one of the scenes that gets the headlines in that movie, but it's a scene where, and again, I'm being careful here. I am not saying It's a Wonderful Life is an accurate portrayal of how the kingdom of God works. This is a picture that might help all of us. All those voices were going up to God simply saying, hey, God, George needs help. Hey, God, my friend George, he's struggling with something. Hey, God, do you remember George? Could you help him with all these voices? And all those voices resulted in God intervening. And that's sort of the vision that I've got this morning about prayer. And the title of the message is Making Mention. And you've got a page full of, it only comes up, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 times in the New Testament. I wrote 4 or 5 of them on the paper. I didn't have them in the overhead, so I put them on a piece of paper. I want to talk about making mention to God as what I think is a very, very important part of our prayer lives. Okay, so back in January, I shared about unconditional forgiveness, and that might have put some pressure on you. And I'm only saying it right now because I want to remind you how important unconditional forgiveness is. It's directly related to our prayer lives. That's all I'm going to say about that this morning. Back in April, I shared about how important it was to be very mindful and biblical in the words that come out of our mouths. That's also directly related to our prayer lives. We don't want to be walking around saying stuff about us or other people that's not in line with the scriptures. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that this morning. And then in June, I shared with you about how important it was to praise, to sing praises to God, especially during difficult times. Those three messages, every one of them has the potential to put some pressure on you, hopefully good, Holy Spirit-oriented pressure. But this one is going to be a pressure lifter, I think. And no kidding, I got it circled in my notes, partnering with God. Brother Tom said it two or three times this morning about us partnering with God. That's what life as believers on this planet is all about. Everything we can do to partner with God. That's the whole point of us being here, if we want to partner with God. And I think, and this is my opinion, the scriptures don't come right out and say this, but I think prayer is one of the most important things we can do to partner with God. You know, we can lead worship, we can preach messages, we can help mow the lawn, we can, you know, whatever. There's all sorts of things we can do, but prayer, I believe, is the thing that gives us the best opportunity to partner with God. The scripture is co-laborers, and I think I might have put that on on the page that I got here, 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are laborers together with God. That's why we're here, is to work together with God, partnering with Him, and prayer is probably the biggest part of that. Okay. Sometimes God wants us to work with Him on doing a big project. I say that in the context of how most of us probably envision prayer. There's intercession, and there's binding and loosing spirits. There's all the battling and fighting and very intense and emotional involvement that we can have in prayer. And that kind of prayer is not my point this morning. I will mention a little bit about that, but when God has a big project, think about it. If you've got kids, you're in the backyard and you're working on something, sometimes you just need a little help. So I might call my son, hey, Timothy, can you help me move this? It takes a couple minutes, we're done, it's easy. But if I'm going to build an extension on the house, that's a bigger project that's going to take much longer, focused time and attention. Not everything that God wants to do with us is a big project. Sometimes there's just little things. Sometimes our relationship with God involves things that I would call, they're more like washing the dishes. Something that you have to do every day. No big deal. Not a lot of emotion. Just every day. Just keep doing it. Wash the dishes every day and your house stays in order. That's more the type of prayer that I want to focus on this morning. And that's why I'm calling it making mention. But anyway, bear with me a second. So sometimes God wants us to work with Him on doing a big project. Sometimes He wants us to work with Him to get a few small things done. All right. Some forms of prayer can be described as laboring in prayer. They can be very demanding emotionally. This is when God is asking us to work with Him on something very strenuous. And that's where I mentioned before, casting out demons, binding spirits of darkness. There's a verse in Galatians where the Apostle Paul says, I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. That's a real strong, emotionally laden phrase. And I think of that verse when I think of kids who aren't walking with God the way we want them to, or maybe aren't walking with God at all, or maybe somebody that you know who gave their life to the Lord, but that person is now struggling. If you go through the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, it's really amazing because a lot of those two books, you can tell how the Apostle Paul, he shared with them, and then he was gone for a long time, and he was very concerned about how they were doing. And when he sent Timothy and got a report back that they were doing well, it was like, oh, good, they're doing good. I was so concerned. I didn't know how they were doing. Were they still following God? There's a real sense of relief in the Apostle Paul's writings in 1 and 2 Thessalonians. It's travailing in birth until Christ be formed in you again has that very emotional kind of thing. And that's a very, by the way, one of the papers I gave out is just a whole bunch of examples of things that the Apostle Paul prayed for different people. It's not a part of my message this morning. I gave it out just food for thought. As you're, you know, if you're thinking about how God might want to tweak or adjust your own prayer life, there's some thoughts there. Okay, Philippians 4:6, this is on your paper. By prayer and supplication, typo on my part it looks like, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy 2:1, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks. Galatians 4:19, that verse I just said, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. These are a lot of the verses that talk about prayer where there's a degree of intensity. But sometimes God wants us to work with him on an ongoing basis. I'm just going to read this right out of my notes. Not necessarily intense or greatly emotional, just ongoing. And for that, we have the main point of today's message. It's something the Apostle Paul references in several of his epistles, and it's simply making mention. And I'm going to read a few of them. Romans 1:9, the Apostle Paul says this, without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. A simple phrase, making mention. That doesn't... I don't get out of that he's spending an hour on his knees praying for those people. I'm not saying he didn't do that. But in this particular reference, he's just making mention. The Apostle Paul, just making mention. That's the equivalent of, hey, God, I just thought of, Pastor Dave's brother again. Father, we lift him up to you. Pray that you minister, continue to minister life and healing there. That's sort of a making mention kind of thing. Very different than maybe getting down on my knees and interceding, praying in the Spirit so God will show me how to pray, binding demons, fighting. All that stuff is good. Very, 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 very good. But that's not what I'm talking about here. Ephesians 1:6, making mention of you in my prayers. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, making mention of you in my prayers. 2 Timothy 1:3, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers. It's the same word in Greek, it's just a different English translation. I have remembrance of thee. And there's a little bit of a religious tone that I've never liked in that phrase when people, I hear it a lot when I would visit Episcopal churches, because we have some relatives and Uncle Bob, Presbyterian, a lot of their prayers use that phrase, let's remember this to God. And I never liked that phrase. It always sounded religious to me, but that's where it comes from. So I'm going to take 2 Timothy 1:3 and just say, I make mention of thee in my prayers. And Philemon 4, making mention of thee in my prayers. Making mention creates the opportunity for an almost constant prayer covering. And I don't know how many hours a day we can labor in intense prayer. I just don't think we can do it a lot. You know, it's almost like healthy living. You can't live with adrenaline flowing through your system all day long. Adrenaline is meant to be for an emergency, right? You can't live with adrenaline flowing through your system all day long. I don't think we can pray constantly, hours and hours and hours and hours with that level of intensity, but we can frequently just make mention to God of the things that he's putting on our heart. If God is reminding you of something, maybe an old high school friend, maybe somebody you used to work with, maybe a situation going on around the world, just lift it up to God. It's probably the Holy Spirit that's causing you to remember something. Does that mean stop, drop, intercede for an hour because God reminded you of your high school friend and he's not saved? No, but lift it up to God. Just say, so I've got a friend, his name is Mike St. Jean. He was my best friend in high school. I pray for him a lot, but usually it's not an hour at a time. Usually it's, hey God, I just thought of Mike again. I just lift him up to you, pray you draw him to you. I'm just making mention to God of this thing. And you can do that a lot. You can do that all day long, right? I'm not saying you should make mention to God all day long either. I'm just saying you can do that a lot more. There can be a lot more covering the earth if we're comfortable frequently making mention. Whenever the Holy Spirit stirs something up inside of you, just make mention. All right. We can't engage at a highly intense level all the time, but we can relax and make mention really often. Honestly, I believe this whole concept of making mention has to get 20 times more press in modern evangelical thought. I think it's super, super important. Because a lot of times God puts something on our heart and we almost, how would I say it? A lot of people, because by God's grace, I haven't wrestled with this, but some people feel guilty because they thought of something and didn't spend 10 minutes praying about it. It probably, God's not asking you to spend 10 minutes praying about it. If he put it on your mind, just lift it up to him. I think really, most of the time, that's all God's looking for. If I ask my son Timothy to come help me move these blocks, I don't need him to be there with me for an hour. I don't even want to, again. I'm not saying God doesn't want you there for the extended time. I'm sure if you help him with the little thing and hang out with him and say, hey, God, while I'm here, let's just hang out. I'm sure he'd be good with that. But he doesn't need you to spend an hour or 10 minutes even on some of these things that he puts on your heart. He just wants you to make mention, to lift it up to God, and then go on to whatever's next. No guilt or heaviness because you didn't violently wrestle with spirits of darkness over that issue. When God wants you to do that, he'll tell you. But I'm suggesting that that's not the norm. Okay. What would Wellsville be like if 200 believers simply kept making mention to God? And I wrote two examples. Father, in the name of Jesus, I again ask that you would steer people's hearts to you in this town. That's not laboring in prayer for hours. It's making mention. And that's very much in line with how the Apostle Paul used his make mention verses, you know, the ones that I wrote down. Father, again, I lift up my son, my daughter, my friend, our pastor. Just lift them up to you, Father. Bless them. Minister life. Help them today. That's making mention. And I think it's very, very valuable. Okay. Now, having said that, some of us need to let the Holy Spirit heat up parts of our prayer lives. I wanted to bring an ironing board and an iron. But you know what? Couldn't find it in my house. I wear shirts that tend to not need ironing. So, but if I had an ironing board here and an iron and a super wrinkly shirt, I would make this point. So you got to picture this yourself now because I didn't bring my props. There are some wrinkles that aren't going to come out unless there's some pressure and heat applied. Right? So I never forget that. Sometimes pressure and heat need to be applied, and again, and again, and again, and again. And eventually, the wrinkle... I have one shirt that I gave away. I was at some meeting, and a friend of mine won a custom-tailored shirt. But he didn't want it, so he let me have it. So the guy took my measurements. It was an absolutely beautiful powder blue shirt. The first time I wore it, it was like, whoa, this shirt is really nice. And then I put it in the washing machine. And when it came out, it was wrinklier, more wrinkly than any shirt I had ever had. I couldn't get the wrinkles out. I never wore that shirt ever again. Something about the material, it just, I confess, I gave up. Yeah, I know. But there are times in prayer where you've got to let God find your hot button. You've got to let God find that button he can push in your life that's going to get you to do something more than just make mention. There are times where heat and pressure, sometimes we have to apply heat and pressure on the enemy. But most of the time we can just make mention. Okay. There are spiritual battles that God will guide us into that will only be won through prayer that is intense and emotionally involved. But I think that many of the battles can be won if we simply keep making mention. Again, okay, so now I'm hoping that you can see how this is designed to lift pressure off of you. You fulfilled the call of God by just making mention. You've done what God wanted you to do. You don't have to wait until you get home and spend 40 minutes praying for that person that's really struggling with something. If God puts it on your heart to do that, you'll know. But most of the time, he just wants you to make mention. So be alert, and I'm almost done. This is going to be the shortest sermon Wellsville Full Gospel Church has ever had, unless you want me to just ramble on for another 15 minutes. Be alert not only to what God wants you to pray for, but be alert to how he wants you to pray. Don't put a pressure on yourself that God's not putting on you. Relax, talk to him, make mention. Sometimes he'll call us to that intense and emotionally involved intercession, but other times he just wants to remind us to relax and continually make mention. What do you think of that? Does it make sense? Okay. So that's how I believe, and again, opinion now, that's a part of what I believe God will teach us so that Wellsville and the whole earth can be blanketed with prayer. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I simply ask that you would continually remind us to make mention. Whatever things you put in our hearts, Father, we submit it to you. We just want to talk to you about those things that you put it on our hearts because you care about it. You put it on our hearts because it's something that's important to you. You reminded us of something because you wanted us to remember it and make mention to you. I lift it up to you. Help us to grab a hold of that in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to turn it back over to Tom. Oh, wait. Wait, where is it? Where's the verse? Once more, Habakkuk. Amen. Amen. Habakkuk. So it wasn't in the Bible. Good. Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Well done, Curtis. I myself am very, very happy with practical messages that you can walk away and say, you know what, I can. In fact, in our men's Bible study, our basic outline to everything we study is, what does it say, who does it say it to, why does it say it, and how does it apply to my life today? That is our basic outline. Every Monday, that's what we do, because we want the scripture to come to a very personal and practical place. Is there anyone here who can't make mention? I'm not asking you to raise your hand, but we can all do that. So, Curtis and Randy, thank you for your ministry to us today, both of you. Thank you so much. And so we're going to just close in prayer. And anybody who wants prayer, we're here to pray for you, and we're going to believe God. And if we know what your need is, then we can be more effective at making mention when you come to mind during the week. So, Father, very, very thankful to you today for Curtis and Randy who have stepped in and ministered to us. We're blessed by their presence in our congregation, but mostly, Lord, we're just so thankful for the word. Lord, let it. The expression is like water off a duck's back. We don't want to be like that, Lord. We want it to soak into us. And this could be a life-changing, this could change us forever if we just take it to heart and start making mention of the things that you put upon our hearts. So bless your people, Lord, as we go today, and bless our fellowship as we hang around and talk like we do every Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer, come on up. If you want, you're free to go. And I guess Children's Church is going to go for a little while. So Curtis threw everything off there, but hang out for your kids. Okay, Kathy's looking for a few good men, and we got to get these boxes someplace to which she will tell us.